in our study of the Psalms, especially Psalm 119, we come to Vav, verses 41 to 48. This is an acrostic psalm in which the letters of the Hebrew alphabet are used for eight verses all the way through. So we begin in 41. Vivo uni chasadecha Adonai, teshuatecha ke'im ratecha. And let your mercies come unto me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. Vivo uni is from the root bo, to come. Notice it has a yod prefix showing that it is an imperfect, and here it is functioning as a jussive. So we could call it a cal imperfect slash jussive, third person plural, with the u, the kibbutz, giving it away as a plural verb. And notice the ni, the noon, is a hinge, and the e is a pronominal suffix, first person singular. The vav is just your vav, not vav consecutive, but just your simple use, vav conjunctive, or conjunction, your simple use of the vav. Historically, it would have been ve, yeah, vo'uni, becoming vi'uni, where the shava under the yod would have elided or dropped out, hence leaving a hirik yod. So let your mercies come to me. Chasadecha is from chesed, the great noun meaning mercy or loyal love. And notice with the segol, it is showing a plural form under the dalet, and the cha is a pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So let your mercies, let them come, O Lord. Adonai is simply a proper name for the Lord of direct address. So let your mercies come, O Lord, teshuat decha, even your salvation, or your salvation. The noun salvation is teshuah, and notice in construct the final hey changes to a tav, followed by the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular in the cha. So, your salvation, according to, ke is the inseparable preposition, followed by the noun imra, which means word. And notice imra is in construct with ha, so we add the tav in a construct form of this noun. So according to the word of you, and ha is just your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. What he's really saying is, let your mercies come unto me, O Lord, and I'll find it in your word. Your salvation, your deliverance, according to your word. As I study your word, it tells me of your kindness, of your loyal love. Let it come to me. Let me experience it. And let me also experience your deliverance, your salvation, that comes to me according to the teaching of your word. One of the most important things we as believers can do is to study the word of God, for we learn about God's mercies, and we learn of his salvation. Especially as a Christian, we learn of this in the New Testament, where we see the Lord Jesus Christ providing deliverance according to the word of the Lord. And all the way through the New Testament, there is this emphasis on the salvation that he brings, and the Word of God is what teaches us that. This is why we need to spend time in the Word of the Lord and let it teach us and encourage us concerning the Lord's loyal kindnesses that have been given to us. And then in verse 42, the psalm continues, Be'ane horfi devar ki v'tachti bid varecha. And actually, this vav here, we could translate that. Sometimes the vav can mean in order that, or an. And it's possible we could translate it that I may have or give answer, or that I may answer a word to my taunter, or to the one who is taunting me. Now notice, ve is just your conjunction, and, followed by the verb, e'ane. And e'ane is from the root ana, to answer. And notice we have the aleph prefix, which shows that we are looking at a first person singular form of the verb here. So this is just your cal imperfect, first person singular, from the root ana, meaning to answer. Now notice, under the ayin, we have a hurried segol, a chatef segol, since the ayin cannot take a simple shava, and that chatef, or composite shava, with the segol, causes a shift of the segol under the aleph here. And that's why we have the segol under the aleph. And notice, ne, actually the segol as the final vowel is here because historically this root had a final yod, anai, and these final yod forms, what we call pe, or lamed he, had a he added later. And the yod historically preferred the segol in the last syllable. So that's why we have the segol here. So this reads differently, say, from eshmor, I will keep, with an O-class vowel. And that probably is because the historic yod of this root preferred a segol. Notice he says, and I will, or that I may answer a word. Devar is just your noun, masculine singular noun meaning word, and hor fi is from the root haraf, to reproach, so that I might answer a word to, understood here, the one reproaching me. Now notice we have an O-class vowel, a cholam, after the chet. That shows that we're looking at a participle. Remember the participial form, shomer, going using the verb shamar, is an O-class vowel followed by its seri. So here we have the O-class vowel, chorafi, and then we have the hirik yod prefix, which is your first person, singular prefix. So that I may answer, he is saying, a word to the one who is reproaching me, or to the one, understood, who taunts me, or who is taunting me. Notice, as we go on, for I have trusted in your word, ki v'tachti bidvarecha. Notice, ki is your conjunction for, or because, and v'tachti is from the root batach, to trust. Notice the T prefix, or the T suffix, is showing us that we're looking at a first person singular suffix, so it's simply your cal perfect, first person singular, from batach, to trust. For I have trusted bidvarecha in your word. Notice be is the inseparable preposition in, and davar, again, is the noun meaning word. So I have trusted in your word. Devarecha. And here, word is singular, and cha is your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular again. So the psalmist is saying, Lord, let your salvation come to me according to your word, that I might give an answer to the one who is taunting me in your word, that your word might be what I give an answer to the one taunting me, for I have trusted in your word. One of the most important things that we can do as believers is to understand that God's word is where we need to put our trust. And we can give an answer to everyone who might ask us of the hope that is within us, we're told in the New Testament, with meekness and gentleness. And I think when one is taunted because of the word of God, one answers with God's word. This is what the psalmist is saying. So I will answer a word, for I have trusted in your word, and it gives me hope and security in the midst of a situation where perhaps I'm being taunted for my faith. So having said that, the psalmist goes on in verse 43, Va'al tatzel mipi devar emet ad me'od, ki lemishpatecha yichalti. Notice we would translate this, and do not take away or cause to take away from my mouth the word of truth forever, or literally unto the extreme. Do not in any way take away your word from my mouth, for I hope in your ordinances, because ki lemishpatecha, to your ordinances, I hope, yichalti. Notice first of all, ve again is the conjunction, and al is the negative particle not. So do not cause to actually be taken from me or be delivered from me. The root is not sal, it's a pay noon verb, and the noon has assimilated into the sati, becoming tonsil. And notice we have an A-I vowel pattern, a pathak followed by a seri. And this is indicative of the hifil imperfect second masculine singular from Natsal. So do not cause to be delivered or taken away from my mouth, mipi. Notice me is from the preposition min, from, and the noon has assimilated into the P, leaving the word mouth, P. And notice we have a hirik yod, showing that we're looking at a first person pronominal suffix. So do not take from my mouth the word of truth. Devar is the noun meaning word, and it's in construct with emet, the word of truth. Again, we have the two nouns in construct. Notice when we have that there is a shortening of the vowel pointing from Davar to Devar. We have a Shiva Patha, and then we have, of course, the noun truth. Ad Ma'od. So Ad Ma'od means unto muchness, or exceedingly. Ad, the conjunction, and then the noun muchness. So it has like an adverbial usage here. So basically what he's saying, do not take away your word of truth from my mouth, out of my mouth, utterly, or unto abundance. And so it's got an adverbial effect in the context here. For to your ordinance I have hoped. And it's no doubt key is the preposition bringing a causal effect, and le is just your inseparable preposition to. And notice mishpat is the noun meaning ordinance or judgment. And then notice ha is just your suffix, pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. Yihalti is from the verb yahal, to hope. It is a PL, perfect, first person singular from yahal, to hope. And notice the word that the text is saying here, do not cause to take away from my mouth the word that is truth. Exceedingly or utterly. Don't take it utterly away, for I hope in your ordinances. It's in your truth and in your ordinances of truth that I cast my hope. And mishpat is probably a collective singular, or a singular having a collective plural idea or meaning. For I am hoping in your ordinance or your ordinances. Notice the hope of the psalmist is in the ordinances of the Lord. And he doesn't want God's word to be taken away from him in any way. He wants to constantly have it. To have it taken away, he would be deprived of being able to give testimony before one mocking him. And so he wants God's word to always be with him. One of the most important things we can do is to constantly meditate in the word of the Lord so that we can keep it as a part of our heart and in our mind, in our soul. I remember your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. But also in order to give a hope again of what's in, what's for us, we find that in the Word of God. And if we don't use the Word of God, if we don't spend time in it, in Scripture, then we lose it. And so I think there's a wonderful application here of not letting the Word of Truth slip away and begin to lose control over it by not spending time in it, for it's in the Word of God that our hope is found, the psalmist is saying. And then he goes on, so shall I observe, ve'eshmara toratecha tamid, le'ulam ve'ed. So shall I keep or observe your Torah continually. Notice, ve, again, is just your conjunction, followed by the verb shamar, to observe or keep. Notice shamar has an aleph prefix showing that it is a first person singular. So we have an imperfect, cow imperfect first person singular, a verb from shamar, with the ah ending showing an emphatic emphasis so shall I, or that I might observe, or I think I would render this, so shall I observe your Torah. Notice Torah can mean instruction, and Torah becomes Torat in construct with Cha, so that I might observe your Torah continually. Tamid is the adverb meaning continually. I want to observe your Torah continually, le'olam va'ed, forever and ever. Le'olam, for literally the age, and ever. And so it's a way of saying continually or forever. How important it is to constantly be in the Torah the whole of our lives, to study God's law, God's instruction from Scripture. And he says, I want to observe it. I want to keep it. Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, in chapter 7 of John, said, blessed is the one that does the things that I've said. So we want to keep the word of the Lord. We need to be in it, but then we want to observe it, and we want to do it all the days of our life, the psalmist is saying, forever and forever. We need to grow old and gray over the Torah, as Pirkei Avot says, and never stir from it. Pirkei Avot is a little tractate in the Mishnah, and in the sixth chapter of that tractate, we have that exhortation to be in Torah continually and grow old over it and gray over it. And how true that is for a believer in Jesus Christ, a Christian. We need to spend our time in the Word of the Lord, and we need to grow old and gray over it so that we can observe it continually. And then he goes on in verse 45, Ve'et halacha varechava ki fikudecha drashti. And I will walk, literally, in a broad place, understood, for your precepts I have sought. Notice, ve, again, is the conjunction and et halacha is from the root halak, to walk. And notice the et prefix indicates that we're looking at a hitpael, a hitpael, imperfect, first person singular from halak, to walk. So that I will walk, and then we have the preposition ba and the noun rahava. Rahava actually means in a broad place. It's from the root rahav, rahava, I should say, meaning a broad place, a wide, spacious place. And so what he's wanting is that the Lord would have a roomy space, wide space, that I might walk in. And we could probably translate this a roomy place. So we have an adjective, rahaba, actually from rahav, that means roomy or wide. And I think the idea here is I want to be free from restrictions that would keep me from obeying you and walking in a roomy place. That's what the Word of God gives me, the psalmist is saying. For I have sought your precepts. Ki, again, is the causal use of the conjunction. And fikudecha is from pikud, meaning precept. And notice the segol yod puts it into the plural construct with ha. for your precepts I have sought. Drashti is from the root drash, to see. It's simply the cow perfect, first common singular, or first person singular, from drash. For your precepts I have sought. Notice the psalmist wants to be free from worry and different anxieties and problems so that he can have a broad, spacey place to walk in obedience to the Lord and to be at ease without being restricted by fears and anxieties. For I have sought your precepts. Since I have sought your precepts, make that road that I'm walking on a broad, spacious road. I might say that when a Christian desires to follow the Lord, he is given a broad road as he follows the Scripture, in the sense that one's anxieties can be cast upon the Lord instead of being hemmed in by them. And we can have this broader way of movement, a spacious way of walking, rather than being hemmed in by fears and anxieties. I think that's what he's really saying. It frees us from that when we're in the precepts of the Lord. It's interesting that people often have the other idea. They think that the precepts of the Lord bind us. But in reality, the precepts of the Lord free us and allow us to have a spacey, can I say, road that we're walking on without the without being encumbered by fears and anxieties that we have without knowing these precepts and following them. Then as we move on in verse 46, Va'adabra be'edotecha neged melachim v'lo evosh. I will speak with your testimonies before kings, and I will not be ashamed. Again, the vav here is just your vav conjunction, and adabra is from the root davar, to speak. Again, it's emphatic. It is a kal imperfect, it's a pl imperfect, first person singular from davar. Notice the hatef pathak, the hurried pathak, followed by the pathak, is showing, and the doubling of the bait, that we are looking at a pl stem. So I will speak, and the ha making it emphatic, in your testimonies. Notice be is the preposition in, and then eda is the noun meaning testimony. Edot, the ot, is a feminine plural, a suffix, and the segol yod puts it in construct with ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So I will speak your testimonies, of your testimonies, or in your testimonies, neged, preposition, before melachim, before kings. Melachim is from the noun melek, meaning king, and the im ending makes it a masculine plural. So I'm going to speak your testimonies before kings, and I will not be ashamed. Ve is, again, the conjunction, and lo is the negative particle, and notice evosh is from the root bosh, a biradical root, to be ashamed, and the aleph puts it into the first person, so it's simply your kal imperfect, first person singular from bosh. So even though I'm before kings, he's not going to be embarrassed, he said, to speak God's testimonies before them, no matter how great they may be. And one of the things we have to understand is that God's Word is greater than all the majestic greatness of kings. And so we need to realize when we're in the Word, we're in the highest royal authority that we could ever be in. And so even before kings, He's not ashamed to speak the Lord's testimonies because He is the King of kings. And I'm reminded how that Jesus is Melech Melechim, the King of kings, and His Word will judge kings someday. And every knee shall bow, and every knee shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and kings will bring their glory into His kingdom in Revelation chapter 22. And so we as believers need not be afraid to speak the Lord's testimonies, even among those of high rank or high authority in this world, because there's no higher authority than the King of the universe. And the King of Kings, which we as Christians believe to be Jesus. And so we need not be embarrassed to speak His Word and His testimonies as we read this text through New Testament lenses. And then as we go on to verse 47, Ve'eshta asha b'mitzvotecha asher ahavti, and I will delight in your commandments which I love. Notice, eshta hasha is from the root sha'a. It's a double ayin root, and it is the hitpa'al, imperfect first person singular from sha'a. And there is something interesting going on here. First of all, we have what is called metathesis. That is, the tav and the shin have interchanged. So instead of et sha asha, we have esh ta asha, the exchange of the shin of the root with the prefix tav. This metathesis, as we call it, change of places. Then we have the repetition of the ayin in its geminated, actually the sheen and the ayin have repeated themselves, so the root sha'a is changed in this repetition with sheen being written twice and the ayin being written twice. So, esh ta a sha from sha'a. Again, just your hitpa'al, imperfect, first person singular from sha'a. And so, I will delight in your commandments. Be is the preposition in. Mitzvah means commandment. And notice, ot is the plural, feminine plural, suffix to the singular mitzvah. So mitzvote and the sigol yod puts it into plural construct with ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So I will delight myself, and the hitpael has a reflexive idea here, in your commandments, which I love. Notice the relative pronoun asher, and ahavti is just your cal perfect first person singular with the T ending indicating the suffix of the first person. So I'm going to delight myself in your commandments, which I love. What a beautiful statement that is made here. The psalmist delights himself in the Lord's commandments because he loves them. And I believe that we as believers need to love the Lord's commandments. And we need to delight ourselves in them every day. And we do it because we love them. we love to be in the Word of God. This is really what the psalmist is saying. And so let us be people that love the book. I remember years ago, Dr. John Mitchell used to come to Dallas, and he would say, "Are you reading your Bibles? Get in the closet and read your Bible. Do you love your Bible?" And he told me one time that he read through a book of Scripture 40 times before he began to study it to preach it, following G. Campbell Morgan's advice. And so we need to love the Word of the Lord. We need to want to be in it. It should be the passion of our heart. And we need to delight ourselves in the Lord's commandments. What greater joy is there than meditating in the Torah and in the Lord's Word? And then we go on, Ve'esa chapai el mitzvotecha asher ahavti ve'asicha ve'chukecha. And I will lift up my hands unto your commandments which I love, and I will meditate in your statutes. Notice ve again is just your conjunction. And esa is from the pay-noon verb nasa. Notice the noon has assimilated in this pay-noon verb, ensa becoming esa, and that doggish forte is showing the assimilation of the noon of the root having gone into the scene, sort of like Pac-Man. So this is the cal imperfect first person singular from Nasa. So I will lift up my hand, or my hands. Chaf means hand, and with the I ending, we're looking at a pronominal suffix, first person singular, put on plural nouns. So chaf is in construct as a plural noun here with I. And so I will lift up my hands unto your commandments. El is the preposition unto. Mitzvotecha is from mitzvah, meaning commandment. And notice the ot is showing a feminine plural ending, and the tseriyot puts it in construct with ha, which is the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So, and I will lift up my hands unto your commandments, and they're not burdensome because I love them, which, relative pronoun, I love, ahavti. Again, we're looking at the cal perfect first person singular from ahav. So when I lift up the hands, it's looking at prayer or devotion and a longing to take in the commandments of the Lord, which the psalmist says, I love. And I will meditate in your statutes. Ve'asicha is from the verb sicha, to meditate. The ve is just your conjunction again. And the aleph gives it away as a first person singular. So we're looking at a cal imperfect first person singular, emphatic, with the ha suffix. And siha is the root. So it's a middle weak, a middle yod, weak root, a biradical root. And so I will meditate in your statutes. Be is the preposition, and chok is the word for statue. And in the plural, it becomes chukei. So it's in construct, a noun, plural noun in construct, again with ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So I'm going to keep meditating in your statutes. I have a devotion and longing for them because I love them. We are to love, again, the Word of the Lord. And because we do love His commandments and His, can I say, etched in are carved in statutes found in His Word, the permanent statutes of the Lord, and His instructions. We want to meditate continually there. I'm reminded of Psalm 1. Bitorat Adonai Hefso, uvetorato yegeyumam belaila. But His delight is in the Torah of the Lord, and in His Torah He constantly meditates. He mumbles under the breath day and night. So we are to spend our days and our nights and our life meditating in the Lord's statutes because we love His commandments. We as Christians who know Jesus as our Lord and Savior need to spend time meditating on what He has taught us and how in Scripture we can find Him, and we want to obey Him. We want to do His will, and God's Word is what guides us into that understanding. And so this is a great series of verses using each verse beginning with Vav, and we're looking again at the high elevation of the Word of God, of Scripture, and how we need to be people of the book and spend our days and nights meditating in it, that we might know Christ in a deeper way, and the power of His resurrection, as Paul said, and the fellowship of His sufferings, as he spoke of in Philippians chapter 3.